the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which presented the best image of both worlds, the heaven and the earth. A child was born on the third night of the month of Sha'ban. His father was Imam Ali alayhi salam, the best model of kindness towards his friends and the bravest against the enemies of Islam. And his mother was Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, the only daughter of the Holy Prophet and the leader of all women, past, present, and future. When the good news of Imam Hussein's birth reached the Holy Prophet, he came to his daughter's house, took the newly born child in his arms, and recited Adhan in his right ear and Agama in his left ear. On the seventh day of his birth, after performing the rites of Afrika, he named the child Al-Hussein. This was according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan and Hussein, the two sons of Imam Ali and Hazrat Fatima, leaders of the youth of paradise, as stated by the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had openly prophesied that the faith of Islam would be rescued by his second grandson Hussein alayhi salam. Yazid, la'natullah alayhi, was known for his devilish character and immoral conduct. He was known as the most shameless of all men. Imam Hassan, having known and understood the character of Yazid, formed a covenant by which Muawiyah could not appoint Yazid as his successor. Muawiyah did not honor this covenant and nominated Yazid, who succeeded his father immediately. As he came to power, Yazid began acting in full accordance with his evil character. He started interfering in the fundamentals as the faith of and the practiced every vice and wickedness freely, and yet held himself out as a successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He demanded allegiance to himself as the leading guide of Islam. Yazid la'natullah alayhi demanded allegiance from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He could have never agreed to it at any cost. The people, fearing death at destruction at the hand of Yazid, had yielded to him out of fear. Imam Hussein said, "Come whatever may, I would never yield to Yazid la'natullah alayhi and undo what my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, has established." The refusal of the holy imam to pay allegiance to this fiend marked the start of his persecution. Imam was not allowed to live in peace in Medina and was forced to seek refuge in Mecca. But there too he was followed. Yazid plotted to murder him in the sanctuary of Kaaba. Imam left the Kaaba to protect its sanctity and continued towards Kufa. The people of Kufa, tired of the rule of Yazid, la'natullah alayhi, had written countless letters to Imam Hussein to come over and give them guidance in faith. Imam sent Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil as his deputy to Kufa, but he was betrayed and killed. Finally, the holy Imam, with his small group of followers, did not go to Kufa, but traveled on. As he reached Karbala, his horse stopped and refused to move any further. Imam ordered his followers to encamp there, saying, "Here shall we be murdered and our children killed. Here shall our tents be burned and our family arrested. This is the land about which my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, had foretold, as the prophecy will certainly be fulfilled." On the 7th of Muharram, water supply to Imam's camp was cut and the torture of thirst and hunger started. The holy Imam's camp consisted of ladies, innocent children, including babies, and some male members of the Holy Prophet's family, along with a small band of some faithful friends who had chosen to die with the holy Imam, fighting against the devil for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. When the Prophet Muhammad informed Hazrat Fatima of the martyrdom in store of his grandson, she burst into tears and asked, "Oh, my father, when would my grandson be murdered? When would my son be murdered?" The Prophet said, "In such a critical moment, when neither I, nor you, nor Ali will be alive." This increased her grief as she inquired again, "Who then, O my father, would commemorate Hussein's martyrdom?" The Holy Prophet said, "The men and women of a particular sect of my followers who will befriend my Ahlul Bayt will mourn for Hussein and commemorate his martyrdom each year in every century. Allahumma an katatul sana Ahlul Bayti wa sahbihi."